Well, I say, if we can't recognize the change in that albedo when we get onto that white mantle, I'm going to be surprised. Mark my words. Okay, the light mantle is just what Gene has said. That's it right now. There are some very bright craters in it. They stand out, bright halo craters scattered over it that seem to be quite a bit brighter than anything we have out here on the dark mantle. See those blocks over there? That's the first different colored blocks I've seen. They're sort of gray. Over to the right a little bit. Darker gray.
Watch yourself here. Yeah.
Okay, there's a crater with a big mass of block in the bottom. It looked like the might be a secondary fragment from somewhere.
Want to get a photo as we go by?
Yeah, let's, can you
swing a little bit to the right?
That might be worth it. How's our time for traverse, Bob? Do we have time for an LRV sample?
Oh, you're doing great so far. We're looking for the first LRV sample at about 4.2. That's in the light mantle, if you can do it quickly. We're not planning on it.
Yeah, let's get... Let's see.
Target of opportunity there, Jack.
Can you get... Go ahead. Okay, swing a little bit to the right now.
Okay.
Right up across that little ray.
Okay.
And I'll try to get a chunk of whatever. Okay, I want... Keep going.
Look at that big
whoa,
face.
Whoa.
Okay.
Let me get the switch off. 082, 3.0 and 2.6. And Bob, I've been making 10 to 12 clicks coming across the surface, and as I say, for the most part, that's full bore, except where I have to do some rapid changes.
Okay. And by and large, the back room is interested in you guys pressing on to station 2.
Okay, we are.
That's 10 to 12 kilometers per hour.
The crew. Okay, Gene, that's a pretty big rock in there.
Okay.
And Bob, I think this...
Hold it down further.
Down.
It's got quite a bit of dirt in it.
I think this is a sound... This is a block from a linear strewn field of very irregular and jagged rocks that are southwest of the of a crater that's 10 to 15 meters in diameter. If it looks like the material that may have formed the crater, and you can look at some of the pictures and make up your own decision.
Okay, copy that.
Can you get it in there? Okay, you got it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No. Okay.
The bag's not open.
Well.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bad.
Did you push it in?
Pull down.
Okay, it's down. 26 Echo, Bob, we're on our way.
Okay, copy that. And you got a frame count, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Let me, and I did get my locator here. Okay, I got mine.
Thank you, Jack. Gene.
And the frame count is 95.
Copy that.
Holy cow. I better slow down my picture taking.
Roger, Jack.
Okay, we're in a little area where the fragment population may be up to 3%. It's getting a little more like what we saw around the limb. In fact, I would say it was comparable now,
going down this slope and up the other side.
But nothing like station 1.
Okay, copy that. And the next planned rover sample will be at a distance of 4.2, so 080 and 4.2. And it will be in the light mantle if
okay, we got
that disagrees with those numbers.
Okay, it's in the first prong of light mantle, as I recall. Is that right?
Roger the thumb.
Okay, Bob, you're heading at 260. Looks like it's right on, by the way, from what I see on the skyline.
Okay, and how's the location?
Look at that
over. Up.
Well, I'm moving it, so I guess you're getting it.
Yeah, we're getting it. Just checking.
Bob, I'm still, the blocks I see still seem to be the gabbro. Except for that one sample we took, which I hope was what I thought it was.
Get blocky here.
Let's see,
ooh, that's a big crater. We gotta get around here.
Okay. That must be Brody.
My God, is that big.
That's bigger than I expected. Hey,
I gotta go around that thing.
Yeah. There are some very,
I gotta go back here.
Rocks, rare than the normal gabbro we've seen that are have very large egg-sized vesicles in them.
But you got one on your right there.
There you go.
I got
them. Yeah, I don't mind me, Dean.
Okay.
No problem. That's all right. Some of those down hard to see.
I want to get off this slope.
I wonder if I took a picture of that block for you.
I hope I did.
Been to be so automatic, but I'm not sure what I'm taking. Okay, I'm going to go through the unit between, on high point and saddle here. Okay. How's it figure, Bob? I think we're just north of Ronnie. Is that figure?
Right, that seems to be about where you should be on the map. We're gathering your circuit navigating that a little bit. Time's dropping out from time to time.
Yeah. 0.8, 3.5, and 2.9, and we're on the north side of Brunswick.